This is Radio Kate here at the 2010 Radio Festival here in Sulphur Keys. It's coffee break time, and I'm with Fergus Dudley. He works for Six Music. I helped save your station.
Well, thank you very much indeed. It's greatly appreciated, and we're really enjoying being here. Now, we're getting so many people talking about Six Music in a really positive way, and almost being held up now as the beacon of the way that we need to move forward, both from the analogue sense and into a digital world. And, you know, I think it's great to see that so many people understand what we're doing and that we're doing it in such a successful way.
So I've heard some cynical people say, oh, it was, you know, they were never going to cut it. It was just a marketing stunt. It was just, you know, cause of fuss, or it was all politics. I mean, were you fearing for your job at any point? I mean, really?
Well, you know, I'd like to say that that was the case. And even though Tim Davey comes from Pepsi Cola and it seems like a good idea, frankly, no one in the BBC, I think, is actually clever enough to sort that sort of thing out. I left Radio 1 after 29 years, and within 3 months of getting a full-time job at Six Music, the axe was about to fall. So, you know, it was quite...
So was it your fault then?
So clearly it was my fault. But so, you know, quite trying times for a lot of the staff. But the best thing that happened, apart from the fact we've doubled the audience and we're now here to stay, is that I think...
Those radios were... I've never seen anything like that.
Absolutely phenomenal. But I think the greatest thing is that it gave the station a real sense of purpose. And I think up until that point, apart from the fact... No one knew, a lot of people didn't know what Six Music was, and when they found it, they loved it. But also the people who worked there actually really understood what Six Music was internally as well. And I think that's why it's now even more successful, because it's got a very clear, defined focus.
I mean, I always secretly thought, I didn't think it was a stunt. I think that they were ready to cut it. I thought they were completely mad thinking that, because for me, Six Music is all the things that the BBC is supposed to be. You know, it does all the things that you probably couldn't do on a commercial station. It's bringing people over to digital radio. It would be madness to do something like that. And if you look at the TV budgets, radio is so cheap. So, but anyway, we did it. We saved Six Music, so that's good. Job done. What's the future?
Well, hopefully, I think, to continue just growing the audience that we've got. Not to be too big, because I think, you know, being an alternative music station, we have to now find where our place is between Radio 1 and Radio 2. And I think there's quite a defined place where we can be for the 35 to 50 audience who likes the alternative spirit of music. And I think once we have found that place within the rest of the BBC networks, we can then carry on defining and growing our audience. And the great thing is that a lot of people here today from the commercial world have all gone on record basically to say that actually they wouldn't do what Six Music's doing. So that's a really hearty endorsement for us as well.
I mean, I know a lot of people who said, I only bought a DAB radio to listen to Six Music. And so surely if you're in the commercial sector, you want people to get onto DAB so that it's actually worth your investment. You want things like that drive people onto digital.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's really interesting that, you know, for all the networks, one extra... and radio, what will be Radio 4 Extra, BBC 7, and the job that they're doing to drive digital radio at the moment, the awareness is actually quite low. And people always say that you can't get people onto a digital platform, but I think this has actually proved that if you've got the right content, providing the right shows, the people actually will go out and they will listen on a digital platform. And then, you know, the test now, I think, for the rest of the analog stations is to look when they're going to set that date and actually if you might make that jump over to digital. And because these stations have all got great content, people will follow them.
And I mean, you've got some great presenters, some real good personalities, some big names. What about new talent? Where are we going to find the next generation of John Peels, of, you know, interesting talent, you know, the Evanses and the Timmy Matts? Where are we going to find these people? Because it seems as though there are fewer and fewer places that young presenters or, you know, new presenters can cut their teeth. Is that something that Six Music could help with?
Well, I think that's the responsibility of all radio stations, not just Six. I mean, we've just taken on Tom Ravenscroft recently. We've got favourites like people like Lauren Laverne. So it's about having a mixture of people. And, you know, Radio 1's just been very successful. We're taking Greg James from the Student Radio Awards. You know, and we both stations have tried various people, and you have to keep testing them out. I think the important thing is to make sure you always have somewhere in the network where you can try new talent and not be frightened to take a risk. Take them on for maybe 6 months and not be frightened to drop them and move on if it's not working. So I think it's everyone's responsibility to actually do that sort of thing.
That's a good note on which to end, so thank you very much.
That's a pleasure. Hey, John. So have you had...